The city is beginning to hammer out the details of the subsidized preschool program that Seattle voters approved 2 weeks ago. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
At a news conference Wednesday, Mayor Ed Murray announced the first two members of an advisory group that will lay out recommendations for things like how the city should select care providers.
They'll work on curriculum development, how we'll deal with student enrollment as we scale this up. The process of deciding what is the best way to evaluate the program as we go forward, to be sure that we're doing this right, getting it right, so not only these children succeed, but we can go back to the voters to expand this program.
Murray says the advisory group will look at how to ensure that the preschool classrooms have a diverse mix of students. He says research shows that economically diverse preschools yield the best results for low-income students. The city will also kick off a series of six community meetings this weekend. Each will consider a different element of the preschool plan, from teacher training to family engagement. Murray said he'll present an implementation plan to the city council February 23rd. The first Seattle preschool program classes are slated to start next fall with about 300 students. The four-year pilot program will have space for 2,000 students by its final year. Tuition will be free for a family of four making about $72,000 a year or less. Families earning more will pay on a sliding scale basis. The program will increase the average Seattle homeowner's property taxes by about $43 a year. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.